Hi, I'm Chinua Obioza. I help small business owners learn sales skills so they can grow their businesses faster. Today, I will share with you about how you can nurture complete strangers to your brand using a sales funnel until they become loyal customers. This will help you start making consistent sales and increase your revenue. Having a well-crafted sales funnel determines how far your business can grow. So if you would like to start making consistent sales on autopilot, you will need to stay with me to the end of this webinar. When I started my first business, I knew absolutely nothing about sales funnels. All I did was get my products and I started marketing it to people who may be interested. I even ran ads. My first ads brought in only one customer plus lots of comments of "I am interested" on the ads post. I had no system in place to capture leads or to bring in people who were interested but not ready to buy right now. I wasted money on ads for complete 1 month until I exhausted my savings. With no money to run ads plus little sales here and there from friends, my business was almost over, just hanging on the balance. It took intervention of my friend Paul, who understood funnels and how to set it up, to save my business from becoming a complete disaster. God bless Paul for accepting to be paid after my business gets back on track, as I had no money to pay for his services. I learned how to set up an automated sales funnel that brings in quality leads, nurtures them until they started buying from me. That was a turning point for my business. I had a sales funnel in place. I had to look for free ways to generate leads without relying on paid ads, as I had no money to run ads. Then the magic started happening. I started making sales. Initially, sales was low but was consistent. Then my business started growing from 1 to 2 sales a day to 5, then 13. I was able to sell other things repeatedly to the same persons using automations. And they even started referring their friends to my business. And then I went back to running paid ads, and my sales hit the roof. This time around, I was not shooting in the air. My funnel was bringing quality leads, nurturing them, and bringing me the sales even when I was busy doing other things. My sales funnel was almost hands-free. I had more time for other things. The best thing you can do for your business is having a sales funnel. It saved my business and has made me lots of money. It has eventually even helped me reduce the amount of money I spend on paid ads. I have to say this. This course is not for everyone. I am looking for only those who are ready to grow their businesses and are committed to doing the work required to grow their brand. So if you are not willing to commit to doing what is necessary to increase your sales, you might as well stop listening right now, as this will not be of any use to you. So let's dig in. Having a sales funnel means getting sales alerts coming in consistently, even when you are busy with other things. Even when you are not actively marketing, because you have a system in place that does most of the heavy lifting for you. This also means you have more time to spend on other things you love without being afraid that the alerts will stop coming. Alright, I'm going to say there is no work involved. Definitely there is work involved. But once you are able to put your funnel in place, the work reduces, freeing up your time. All you need to do is just to keep feeding your sales funnel, monitoring your sales, and tweaking the part of your funnel that needs retweaking from the results you will get from your sales funnel analytics. Trust me, this is not as hard as it sounds. If you can browse the internet, you can set up a sales funnel just following this guide. The first thing you need to know before creating a sales funnel is to understand your target audience in detail. Knowing who you want to sell to is a foundation of any successful marketing activity. Without knowing who you are selling to in detail, you will end up with little or no sales. This is one of the major reasons most businesses don't make sales. A sales funnel is just a step-by-step process that you take a prospective customer or a lead. A prospective customer is called a lead, someone who has not yet bought from you but has a likelihood of buying from you. Your sales funnel takes that person from the point of being aware about your brand through your business to the point that he or she likes, trusts you, and then buys from you and then continues to buy from you. Alright? This is what a sales funnel is. So it's a step-by-step process that you can automate. So once you automate it, it becomes hands-free. Then you can then keep feeding your funnel. Okay? So I will teach you how to do that. So by using a sales funnel, you can create an organized step-by-step journey for your customers to guide them through the sales process, helping them to make informed decisions. Okay? So emphasis is on informed decisions. You help them to make decisions. No one will buy what you are selling if they don't understand how it will help them. We don't just spend our money because we want to spend it, or we want to just help a business. We spend it because we want to help ourselves. We want to solve our problems. We want to take care of the issues that concern us. This is the reason we spend our money on products. So your sales funnel helps to inform these people, make them informed about your product or how it will become a solution to their problems. Okay, so they can then take a decision to buy from you. So with the right sales strategies and tactics, you can make the most of your marketing efforts and maximize your profits. Alright, having a well thought out sales funnel is critical to the success of your business, and the more automated your process is, the more you can make money on autopilot. Alright, making money on autopilot means making money even while you sleep. You see, the secret of those who make money even while they sleep is a sales funnel. They have put processes and systems in place that work round the clock, making them money, whether they are actively working or actively marketing or not. Alright? A sales funnel just keeps doing its job. So without a sales funnel, you will be missing a lot of opportunities to turn leads into paying customers, as not everyone who comes in contact with your brand today is ready to buy today. Think about it. When you go out and see things, maybe as you're passing, you just see something or just think, you don't buy them immediately. Sometimes you buy them immediately because you need them at that moment. All right. So a sales funnel helps you to nurture those people who are not ready right now, so they will be ready tomorrow. So when they're ready tomorrow, they will now buy from you. So what do you do with the people who come across your business who are interested but not ready to buy right now? What about those who don't even know whether they are interested but become interested at a later date? If you don't have a system in place to capture those leads and nurture them by building a relationship with them, you will lose them to your competitors who have a system in place to capture them. So you should have a system in place that helps you to capture and nurture leads. All right, that is what a sales funnel will do for you. So can you see how you're leaving a lot of money on the table by not having a sales funnel? Right. So the what most businesses do is that they just get a product and then they start marketing it, and then if they see someone that wants to buy, they might sell it to the person, and then they keep going like that. No, that is very burdensome. Alright? A sales funnel will help you convert this lead into a customer. Then the person even buys other things from you, because this sales funnel does not stop. It keeps nurturing and nurturing and nurturing this same customer to even buy other products from you. Alright? So that is what the sales funnel will do for you. So there's a diagram I'm going to drop in the chat. Alright, it's called a larger market formula diagram, or just a larger market formula. It shows you how every market is. Remember, what's a market? A market is the people that you want to sell to, people that are in need of a particular thing. It's called a market. Let's say, let me use
the fitness market. The fitness market is a very broad market. You can then have different small markets inside that fitness market. Let's say fitness market, you can have a bodybuilding, you have a dieting or diet plan, people that create diet plans. You have different, these are the people, you have people that help you shape your body. You have people, the different people that are inside this market. They are all about making you fit. So that is the market. So now let's look at the larger market formula. So like I've dropped in the chat, you see something like a triangle. All right. So that is the larger market formula. In every market you are in has this formula. It has a percentage of people who are ready to buy now, a percentage of people who know what they want to buy, who know the problem they are having, they don't know the solution. So let's just go over it. If you look at the diagram, you will see at the top of the diagram, you say 3% buying now. All right. No matter the market you are in, this is how the audience is categorized. It is called the larger market formula. All right. The larger market formula breaks down the entire audience of your buyers in any market into four categories. You see the first category is a 3% buying now. All right. At the top of the pyramid, you will see only 3% of the people are in the buying mood right now. These people want to buy something right now. Let's say you are selling wig, right? You sell wigs. If you pick up a newspaper or see adverts on Google that say something like, "We have the best wigs on sale in different styles," these kind of adverts are actually directed at the 3%. And the conversation goes like this. Like say a prospect will say, "I need a wig for a function tomorrow." Maybe the person is talking to him or herself. Then the person now goes on Google and then searches, okay, wig. So searches the puts in the keyword wigs. Alright. Then he now sees a seller, or maybe the seller then says, "Okay, I have a wig, I have different kinds of wigs. We would like to have coily wig, we have formal hair wig and all that." And the person says, and the seller now says, "Will you like to have this coily human hair wig?" And the prospect will now say, "Yes, please." And that is it. You know, because the person is ready to buy right now. Okay. So the process is not too burdensome, it's not long. But how many of these people are ready to buy right now? Just 3% of your market size. Remember, your market, the whole of your market is 100%, right? And just 3% of that market is ready to buy right now. So when your advert is just focusing on this 3% by just saying, "Oh, buy now, buy now, buy now, buy now," you are just focusing on these 3%. So what happens to this 97% of your market? All right? So saying buy now is not a hard sale for people that are ready to buy now. Just tell them, "Okay, this is what I have," and then they say, "Oh, give it to me, I give you the money." All right, a high percentage of this 3% will buy immediately because they are ready to buy right now. They might get a few objections like, "I want it longer," or "I want it shorter." That's not a hard fix. You just quickly give them the length they want and they pay you. All right, the problem with focusing on only the 3% or using this kind of marketing approach all the time is that your competitors are going hard after the same 3% too. If you split up the 3% of these easy customers between you and your competitors, you are never going to make much money. Look at it this way. Let's say the total number of people who wear wigs, your product, or who are likely to start wearing wigs in the very near future are 1,000 people. 3% people ready to buy now of 1,000 people is 30 potential customers. Alright? So imagine how much you'll be making if you are to share these 30 potential customers with 10 other businesses selling the same wigs you are offering. How much do you think you'll be making at the end of the day? Can you see it now? You can end up selling only to 3 people. This is what most people do on a daily basis in their business, and they keep complaining of no sales. Yet the market has the potential to make them so rich if only they know the right thing to do. So let's look at the other people in this diagram. Let's look at the diagram again. Can you see the 17% of the people? If you look at the diagram again, the second step, you see 17% of the people already know they have a problem that needs a solution. Like, for example, let me keep using my wig product as a solution, as a solution to a problem. The problem they may be having is, oh, I need to groom my hair. My hair looks so untidy. I want to take care of it. I need to go for a function, maybe a function tomorrow. Or I will need to go for a function in the near future. What do I do to my head? What do I do to it? Do I braid it? Do I buy a wig? Do I cut it? Do I buy a scarf? Do I cover it with a cap? What do I do? I need to groom it and I need to look neat. So this is the problem this person is having right now. So what's the solution? These people that are the 17% of your market are gathering information about what they're going to use to solve their problem. Alright? So let's say now we're still using wig as an example. If let's say you have positioned your business in a way that maybe on Facebook or on any social media, you are talking, you sell wigs, but you don't just come out and be saying, oh, buy wigs, I have this wig, buy this wig, buy that wig. But you come out and you start educating them. Of course, you will say buy at the end of the day. You will say buy, then you educate them. You will say buy, you will educate them. You educate them. Let's say you start talking about how they can care for their wigs, because some people don't even buy wigs because they don't know how to take care of it. Have you thought of that? You know, some people don't want to buy because they feel that if they buy a wig, everybody will know that they're wearing a wig and they wouldn't want their friends to see them as wearing wigs. Or you will see some people that say, oh, wigs don't fit me. You know, people have different reasons they don't buy a particular product. So you want to start educating these people. Okay, these people that are in the 17% of the market, that's very big percentage. You want to start teaching them about your product, educating them how to use it, how to take care of it, how to look good in it, post pictures of people who wear wigs. Let's say, for example, somebody is saying, oh, I look very ugly in wigs, and then you come out and start posting pictures of celebrities wearing wigs. Ah, can you see this person is a wig he's even worn for this occasion, looking so glamorous, you know? So the person will be thinking, oh wow, so someone can look this good wearing wig. So, you know, if you start making it, you let them know that, oh, the reason that this wig is looking so fine is basically because the wig looks so natural and your wigs look very natural. You know, you're already handling that objection in that person's mind. And as the person is gathering information about the solution, the person must start thinking, okay, right now, I think I'll need to try a wig. Right? So this is 17% of your market. So you need to start educating your audience. So if you're not educating these people, if you're not educating and then capturing them as leads, you're losing 17% of your market. If you're just posting pictures of your products, buy now, buy now, buy now. Okay? So then if you after this 17% of the people, if you keep go down again in this pyramid, you will see 20% of the people. The 17% of the people in your market know they have a problem. Now they are looking for a solution and you want them to find you as the solution, alright? So the 20% of the market, of your market, know they have a problem, but they are not looking for a solution yet, alright? You want to also keep educating these kind of people because they already know they have a problem. So, but they're not yet looking. So these are the kind of people you want to get as leads. You want to get the 17% as leads. You want to get the 20% of these people as leads. So you keep nurturing these people, then they become your customer when they are ready. Alright? So you need this 17% and 20% of the people. That is where the money is. The money is in the 37% of the people who are saying, I need to have my hair done. Should I make it in the salon? Should I braid it or should I go for a new wig? Okay? Or my hair looks rough. I need to do something about it. So they are either gathering information, 17%, or just problem aware, meaning they know about their problem, they know about the need to groom their hair, but they're not yet ready. So, and they're not doing anything about it yet. So, focusing on the 3% of your market does not help your business at all. So, you need to find how you can also, even as you're focusing on the 3%, that you're also getting the 17 and 20% of your market as leads. Get them in as leads and start nurturing them. Now, if you go down in this pyramid, if you go down again, you will see another category of people. What about those who don't even know they can save a lot of time by having a quick hairdo with a wig which will still look natural? 60% of people in your market, they don't even know they have a problem. Right? They don't even, like, let me still use it. Big example. They don't even need know that, maybe they don't even know that something exists that can give them a quick hair fix, which is what a wig does. A wig can look natural and someone can wear it and no one will know which is wearing a wig. But if these people are not being educated about this solution, how would they know about it? And just using wig as an example, just find your own product. It applies to every other product. It's the same thing. It's the same thing in all markets. So these people may not even know that something like wig exists, and they may have so much need for a quick hair fix, and no one is educating them or showing them how they can get that, or how they can get wigs to save their time. So how do you know your marketing is focusing only on the 3%? This is how. If all your ads, or all your promotions, or all the copies you're sending out to your market are just saying buy now, or you are focusing only on the 3% of it, that means you're only focusing on the 3% of your market. Alright? So that is what it means. All the messages you're sending out should not just be focusing on buy now. Educate, nurture, build trust, build bond with them, and then tell them final. Okay, so you mix it. You're targeting people that are in the 17%, 20%, 60% who need educating, and people in the 3% are already educated. They know what they want. They know exactly what they are looking for. They are going for it. So you want to market all these people. You want to get them in as customers. All right. So this applies to any product you're selling. Don't assume that everybody knows they need what you are selling, or that they understand how it will help them. So it is your job to educate them. Most people don't, and it is your duty to show them how you can help them solve their problems. So some don't even know they have the problems. So it's your job to show them this is the problem you're having, and this is how you're going to solve it. So you can decide to take care of your market segment that is being ignored. You know, if your competitors are ignoring a particular market segment, a particular people, I'll explain to you what a market segment means. A particular section of your market, let's say particular target audience. So if you notice that your competitors are ignoring a particular market segment, you can transform them into loyal customers who will trust you and then buy from you. The whole essence is communicating and building a community of users. Alright? So this 97% of your total market population, which is 17, 20, and 60, are cold traffic. They are called cold leads because these people don't know you yet. Maybe they're just coming to get to know you for the first. Maybe you just posted something on social media, or you just ran an ad, or you just got to know about your business for the first time. They are called cold leads or cold traffic or audience, alright? Because they are still trying to warm up to you, you know? That is why you need to keep communicating, keep teaching, educating them before you now start saying, buy now. Of course, as you're educating, you say, buy now, educate, buy now, alright? So when they warm up to you, they trust you, then they'll give you their money because they believe you have the solution they need. Alright? Fast selling. Another thing you need to know is that fast selling does not work with cold traffic. Alright? Fast selling only works with the hot traffic, which is the 3%, right? Because they don't have, these people don't have any idea about you or your brand. They just got to know you. So it's just like asking someone to marry you on a first date. You know, you don't tell a lady to marry you the first time the person sets her eyes on you, or the first time you set your eyes on her. Do you? You caught her and both of you try to know each other first. Right? It is the same thing with your market. It is the same thing with your audience. You want to bond with them. You want to communicate. You want to let them know you have the solution. You want to let them know that you understand what they are going through and that you can help. Alright? Once they can see through that truly this person has a solution, they will give you the money because they are looking for the solution. Alright? So a cold traffic for your business consists of people who only know they have a problem and don't know the solution. They don't know the solution and have also not come across your brand before. So a cold traffic, they know they have a problem. They don't know what the solution is. They don't know what to use to solve the problem. And they have just come and come for the first time. They're just getting to know about your brand. Alright? Before anyone will buy from you, they will know you. They must know you. They must trust you. And they must like you. Without this, they won't buy. Alright? Have you ever thought of yourself going to a place where they say, whenever you go there, they will take your money, they will not give you the goods, or they will not even send it. Will you give them your money? Because you don't have trust. But what if your friend told you, that lady, she's good. And not just that, she will help you. And one, not just that she will help you, you will be glad that you met her. Would you want to go there? Because from that validation alone, you have built trust. Alright? So without trust, you cannot take anyone's money. Nobody will give you their money. So think about the brands you have bought from. Alright? So it is the same thing. So you will always want to check out a brand. So it is the same thing your customers will do to you. They want to check you out. They want to make sure that you are genuine. Alright? Before they will give you their money. It's either you convince them with your content, or you convince them by showing them other people who have bought from you. So that is how to build trust. Without it, you won't sell. So it is the same in every business. Without building trust or confidence in your brand first, no one will buy from you. So to achieve that, you need to educate them with your valuable content. You need to show them that you have the solution. Alright? Your goal should be to move this 97% of your potential customers up the pyramid faster than your competition. You want to move them up, like from the floor, you move them up to the 3%. You want to do it faster than your competition. And you can only do that with your sales funnel. You can do that stress-free with your sales funnel, because your sales funnel helps you to bring in quality leads, people who are likely to buy what you are selling. Then it helps you to bring in those leads, and then helps you to start nurturing those leads, and then helps you to convince them with your content, and then send them to your offer page, which is your page for your products, and then helps them make the decision to buy. So they buy from you. Alright? So the problem is that most people treat every lead like the 3% who are ready to buy now. They have no system in place to capture and nurture the 97%. So to reach the 97% who are not ready to buy now, you need to educate them. When a prospect is not informed or knowledgeable on a subject, they are in the state of uncertainty, and people don't buy in this state. They need to know that what they are paying for will really solve their problem. So no one will buy your product because you said they should buy it or because your product looks good. People buy things because it will help them solve a problem or help them fulfill a desire or look good in front of their friends or have a good social standing or acquire power or feed their addictions. A lot of reasons people buy. So they will never buy it because you say buy it. They buy it because of their own selfish interest, not because of you. So the more they know about the solution, the more likely they are to buy. The beautiful thing is that if you are the one educating them, you are ensuring that when they reach the buy now stage, they are more likely to buy from you because you have built a relationship with them. With your communications, you have built a relationship with them. You have built trust over time. So whenever they think of your kind of products, they think about you because you have been feeding them. All right. So before we go in depth about sales funnel, let us first of all understand who your target audience is. Without knowing who you're selling to, you need to pay attention to this particular one. If you don't know who you are selling to, you will sell to no one. You can't just sell to everybody. Okay? You can't sell to everybody. Your target audience is a particular group of people that are most likely to want what you are selling. These are the people who should see your advert campaigns, who should see your social media posts, and any kind of marketing promotion. These are the people you are targeting to convert into customers. Any business that is not focused on a particular target audience is selling to no one because you cannot sell to everyone with the same marketing messages. It's not possible. You can't. There are different segments in even a small niche, in a small market. I'll still show you what a segment means. Alright? So, there are different set of people. Like, for example, if you sell... Let me see. Use wigs. If you sell wigs, there are different kind of wigs. Okay, there are different kind of people who wear wigs. There are children who wear wigs because they suffer from cancer or because they suffer from alopecia. All right. There are also people who wear wigs because they want to look good. All right. They want to have different kind of hairstyles that maybe their hair texture cannot give them. So you need to know which segment those audiences fall in. Then you categorize. I'll show you later about that. So when you are targeting your customers, you're targeting your audience, you should know exactly who you want to sell to. Alright? Placing your ads or adverts or marketing materials before the wrong target audience will guarantee you no sales. This means that you are placing your product before people who don't have any use for it. Let's say, for example, you're selling home furniture and you go talking to children under the age of 17. This is very wrong target audience for your business because this demographic, they don't buy home furniture. Alright, you should rather be targeting people, like for example, newlyweds. People who know that definitely they want to buy home furniture to start their homes. So these people are the people you should be targeting. Having a target audience helps you to streamline your marketing messages and craft it in a way that speaks directly to your target audience. You don't want to make a mistake in it because when you know who you want to sell to, you will know the kind of words you use. Alright? You know what they are facing. You know what you do, kind of words to use to make them buy. Alright? So how do you feel when you are in a crowd watching a very interesting game, your eyes are glued on a TV screen and you don't even need to be disturbed and someone just screams your name. You turn to know who is calling you, right? And when you look, the person is waving your favorite snack at you or something so precious to you that you have been looking for a very long time and a person is beckoning on you to come. What do you do? Do you just turn around and ignore the person? Of course not. You stand up and you go get it. Or you ask the person to help you pass it. And if the person is insisting on you that you come over before you can have it, do you just turn around and leave? No. You go get it, right? That is exactly what knowing your target audience does for you. Because you know their name. Knowing their name means you know what they are facing. You know what they are passing through. You know the words they use to tag what they are facing. You know the names they call it. So you will be calling it those names because you know them. And then you understand what they are passing through. And you know the kind of words to use to attract them. You know the images they are attracted to. So when you understand all these things, you will be able to attract this kind of people to yourself or to your brand. Does not only let you know who you want to sell to. Knowing your target audience does not only let you know who you want to sell to, it helps you know what they really want, where they are, what will make them leave what they are doing right now to pay attention to you and buy from you. Knowing your brand, because online, if you're marketing online, you see a lot of people are marketing. A lot of people are selling what you're selling. How do you stand out? Okay? Knowing your target audience helps you to create the product they want to buy. That's the kind of product they want to buy. When you already know who you're targeting, then you go and create their product based on their need, because you know what they need, so you give it to them. This means that before you go out creating your product, you should understand exactly what your target audience needs or what they are searching for, so you create that product that they want to buy. So you don't want to create a product that people don't want to buy. You want to create something that people are searching for. So without knowing exactly who you are targeting with your marketing campaign, your marketing campaigns will be unsuccessful, because the consumers will not be able to connect with your brand. You will need to use the words that they are familiar with to market to them. And if you don't know who they are, how will you do that? So understanding them means that you know their pains, their deepest desires, what they are searching for, where they gather online or offline. Like, let's say they gather in different groups, of course, you know, different forums, what they read. The more you know about them, the more you are able to reach and connect with these people. So how do you feel when you meet someone that just gets you, someone who just understands you? You naturally bond with that person, right? That's exactly what happens when you target your audience, when you understand your target audience, right? So while reading your marketing messages, they will feel as if you understand them. Ah, this person really understands what I'm going through. So, you know, so they'll bond with you. Then they will trust you, and then they will give you their money. So how do you identify your target audience? Your target audience will be identified by demography, like their age, their gender, right? Their behavior, like their interests, their buying history, what are they interested in, what have they bought before, their income level, their location, their intent, what do they want to do, their employment, their education level, their common experience, their experience in common, alright? So before we go on, I want you to understand the difference between your target audience and your target market. Most people use them interchangeably, but they are not the same. Your target market is a specific group of people your product targets, while your target audience is just like segmenting or dividing your target market into groups called segments, just for the purpose of making informed decisions, like crafting a marketing message that will resonate with them, creating the product they really need, and so on. Alright, so a segment is just like, you already know your market. Let's say your market is the wig market, or your market is the wig fitness market, or your market is the energy market, you know, or oil and gas market, and all that. So what are your food market, depending on the kind of food you sell, maybe rice market or whatever it is. So under that market, now you can then divide your market into categories based on interests, or based on their age, or based on the way they behave, like their history, what they have bought before, based on their location, based on their employment, depending on, you know, how you want to categorize these people, all right? That is called market segments. So you break them down. The reason you're breaking them is because you cannot use the same marketing message to reach people who have bought, let's say people who want to buy. For example, if I'm selling sports shoes, for example, and I sell sports shoes to people who are into, I sell running shoes to people who like running, maybe as a form of exercise. Then I also sell to people who are into, who are athletes, or people who are footballers. You know, the shoes I'm going to be selling, they will be different, because these people are not doing the same thing. Even though it is sports shoes I'm selling, I wouldn't be selling the same sports shoes to these people. And even when I'm selling the different sports shoes to them, I will have different marketing messages to people who are buying sports shoes for running. These people are talking about exercise, we're talking about running in the morning, and all that and all that. For people who are footballers, they might need a more sturdy shoe, maybe a stronger shoe, or that will not spoil faster or not that. You know, it just you have to first of all study your segment. I mean, you're often dividing your market into categories, and then you now start studying each segment to know how you market to them based on the problem they are facing. All right. So now that you understand the difference between your target market and your market segment, all right, these are two different things. So let me just use an example of a segment that you can create. All right, it may be female between the ages of 18 and 26 of age that engage in extreme athletic sports. This is a segment under shoes, under sports shoes. All right. Then you can also have another segment again, like male between the ages of 30 and 38 of age that jogs every day. All right. This is another segment. So the way I will market to these people will be different because their needs are different. And the way they talk about what they do is also different. All right. Like waking up in the morning, running with friends and all that. So these are the different kind of things that they can easily connect with and the kind of messages that we're sending to them. So that is why you need to know these people in detail. All right. And knowing your market segment also helps you in product design, because when you're designing a product for running shoes, it will be different from someone who is into extreme sports, right? So that is how it is. So that is the reason you need to understand your market. So the first thing you will need to do is to identify your target market. You know, which group of people do you want to serve? All right. So if you are a personal trainer or a personal fitness trainer, you are in the fitness market. There are many niches in this fitness industry, like bodybuilding, like I said before, bodyweight training, yoga, working with seniors and all that. It is always best to serve a smaller unit of a big market if you're just starting and intend to grow faster. A smaller unit of a big market or industry is called a niche. So let's say you settled for a bodyweight training or weight loss niche. The niche is now your market. So the next thing you will need to do, as we have said above, is to break down the market into groups or segments or categories with common characteristics for the purpose of marketing or for the purpose of your marketing message, what you'll be sending out. You want it to be very specific as possible, so you can reach the target people you want to reach. All right, you can move them to start acting. It will touch them, it will make them to start bonding with you, seeing you as a person to look out for. So using our body weight training niche example, we can break it out into this segment. Like for example, nursing moms between the ages of 25 and 45 that want to lose weight gained during pregnancy. Or number two, you can say overweight female teenagers or overweight teenagers. Okay, so let's say these are the segments you want to focus on. You can decide to focus on, let's say, two or three segments, but of course you market to them differently, or you just pick one of these segments and just focus on it and then keep growing your business. So after segmenting your market, you then customize your marketing messages for all of them individually. All right, you don't send, let's say you're selling, like for example, a sports shoe example, you're selling running shoes, you're selling shoes to footballers and all that. The messaging you're going to use will be different from what you're sending to both. So you will need to send targeted things, use different messaging that they can align with, messages that they can bond with. All right, so you cannot be, for example, if I'm a golfer and then you start talking to me about, instead of talking to me about golf shoes, you're telling me about football shoes. Of course, I won't align with you. I will not even feel as if you're talking to me, because you're talking about football and I don't do football. So you have to use customized messages specific to each segment of your market. So to find your target audience, look at your social media analytics or your Google Analytics if you have a website. So if you have a social media that you have been using to grow your brand. Just go to the dashboard and look at your analytics. All right, it will show you the kind of people who follow you. All right, it will show you the kind of people who follow you. Be able to know, like for me, I know my most of my followers are male between the ages of 34 and 54. All right, I know these are my target audience, but I also have females who follow me, but the male are more than females. Alright, I also have younger people, but they are less in percentage. So when I'm marketing to this, if I know how to, the kind of messages I need to put out there, I know the kind of pictures I use, the kind of videos I use, and all that, that will attract their attention. So just look at your dashboard, or if you have a website already, look at your Google Analytics. You'll be able to find a lot of data that you're going to use to start creating your customer persona. Alright, I'm going to tell you exactly what that means right now. So once you already know your market, you have segmented your market, the next thing you need to do is to create your customer persona. Your customer persona is a detailed fictional representation of your ideal customer, the ideal customer you want to serve. It tells you the kind of person your ideal customer is, what he or she likes and dislikes, who he or she is, where she goes, what they read, basically everything that can be known about a person, including their fears, their desires, and so on, their pain, what they even call your kind of product, you know, everything about this customer. You just use a persona, like one person to describe this kind of to represent all these kind of people. So once you get this one person, you now use this one person to start looking for people who look alike, like this one person. So it helps you to be focused. So when you create a customer persona, it helps you to become focused. So your ideal customer is someone who pays you for your highest offer or for your highest priced product. This is the kind of customer every business dreams to have. The kind of customer that makes you the most money is your ideal customer. So creating a customer persona will help you know exactly who you are speaking to and the kind of words that will move this person to buy from you, because you have studied this person in detail. So you just create a persona. It's just like a fictional representation. It's not real. You just create it based on your research about your customer. Then you create the persona. Alright, then you start looking for people like that. That is your ideal customer you're looking for. So if, for example, you coach people on how to invest in real estate, here is how to break down the characteristics of the person that represents your customers. So this is also applicable to every other business. It's not only real estate, but I'm going to use real estate as an example. Your customer persona should be broken down into four main categories, like demographics, for example, that's the age, gender, behavioral, like habits, their hobbies, their interests, their common experiences or subculture, you know, their behavior, the way they behave, or psychological, what is she afraid of, what makes her happy, what makes her feel accomplished, what makes her feel down or lose her sleep at night, what false beliefs does she have about the products you're selling, all right? The myths they believe in. So geography, location, like where do they live, what's their city, and all that. So these are the four categories of how you build your customer persona. So here is how your customer persona should look. For example, if you're into coaching people about real estate investing, so it should look like this. This person, state the person's name, is between the ages of 35 and 50, is a female. State the exact gender, okay? So she lives in the city, like mention the city, she owns her home, she's married, or at least is in a committed relationship with one or two kids. Then you can say all ethnicities. She has a bachelor degrees, and maybe she's a manager. Just be specific, okay? You're describing a person, a director in her business. State exactly what it is, just state what the person is doing. You can just say she holds a bachelor degree, she's a manager of her own food business, but she likes real estate investing. So she has a medium to large business that employs between 50 to 100 employees and makes at least 100 to 300K a year, as an example. So just describe your own customer based on the kind of person you want to attract, okay? And she might have some mortgage and owns a car. Just state the type of car, or they use ride sharing services. I'm just giving you examples, the way you can break it down. So you may be asking, why would you even mention her ride or what she uses? This will help you when you're writing your copies. Maybe you can then use an SUV. If you say the person has an SUV, then you can use an SUV as a picture in your image when you are marketing to this person. Maybe you put someone riding an SUV that is already made, doing well, high real estate investment is progressing and all that. No, you attract this person because this person can relate. The next thing now is the behavioral aspect of this person. We're going to be talking about what she does for fun. Alright, during weekends, you can say she plays golf, she plays table tennis, or she visits the spa, likes to go to church, chatting with friends on social media, travels a lot. Just specify the one it is for yours. I'm just using this as an example. Alright. Her side gigs are real estate investing, stock trading. Alright. Her habits are waking up early, regular exercise, eating healthy, you can say meditation. Alright. This tells you the types of activities, likes, dislikes, and the interest patterns. Even the YouTube channel that this person watches. So it gives you, just keep adding these things. So it helps you to even know where to look for this person. Alright. When you know what they like, you know what they do, it helps you to know, okay, they go to the gym, alright, I can go to the gym and market to this kind of person. Okay, they go to church, okay, I can visit the church and market to women in the church about this product. It helps you to know when to even find them. It helps you to know what kind of things to tell them, alright. So this is great for targeting, especially if you plan to use Facebook ads for marketing. Conferences that she attends, blogs and websites that she reads, books that she reads, podcasts that she listens to. This information is very helpful if you want to do some advertising, alright? So you need to know this person down to details. So this is a fictional representation. So from here we'll go to this psychological aspect. What makes her feel down? Alright? What is that makes her feel down? You can say what makes her feel down is economic uncertainty. She's not sure of what will happen tomorrow, so she wants to invest, not reaching her goals quickly enough, or feeling stuck. So if you know that she does not like feeling stuck, you want to help her not to feel stuck, right? So you give her information about things, you tell her about trends, tell her what's going on, so she knows, oh, with this person I can't feel stuck, you know, that kind of thing. So what makes her feel accomplished when she closes on the investment property, earning a high return on investment, or when she grows her portfolio, she feels very accomplished. So these are all the things that you can use for your copywriting on your website. So when you know these details about this person, you can then know how to put it in your copy about the benefits of what you're bringing to the table that will make her accomplished, to make her earn high and all that. So you know that these are the things that she's looking out for. So you'll be able to put them in your copy, alright? So all this information is like the pillar or the foundation of any type of marketing, alright? Without knowing these things about this person, you will not be able to reach this person, because whatever you'll be sending out will not attract them, okay? It will not be speaking to them because it doesn't align, alright? So the next thing we'll talk about is her fears. What gets her out of the bed in the morning? What keeps her awake at night? What makes her feel relaxed? Alright? Then talk about her needs. Things, all the needs that you need to bust. Things that she believes about real estate investing that are not really true, but she believes them. Her false beliefs. Alright? We want to break down her false beliefs and build up new ones. So when you know her false beliefs, you'll be able to build up new ones. Alright? What are her values? What are her non-negotiables? So when you know all these things in detail, it helps you. And finally, we come down to geographic information. Maybe she lives in Nigeria, including the state where she lives in Nigeria. Just say Lagos, Nigeria. Are you still with me? So once you create the full customer persona guide, once you're done with that, the next thing you need to do is create an image of this person. How does this person actually look? Is she a professional? Make her wear suits. You know, make her look exactly the way your customer looks. And all that. So make her look like that. So the image you have created is the person you are marketing to. So whenever you're marketing to this person, you look at this image and then you know that, oh, this is the person I'm talking to. This is her name. And then you know, once you're done creating the image, name the image. Like, you can name the person Lucy, or it's a male. Name the person Paul. Alright? You're marketing to Paul. It makes it so personal. So when you're talking to Paul, you know that Paul, these are the needs that Paul has. So you put all those things in your marketing messages. It helps you to connect with Paul or Lucy. Alright? So every time you're creating a video or creating a content, you can have this person in mind. Alright? So this gives you a better idea of how you can craft that marketing message to fit their desires and allay their fears. Right? Once you understand these people, you know their desires. You know this person wants high return on investment. You know she's afraid of uncertainty. So now you put it in your sales copy. You address these issues. So when she looks at it, she'll be like, okay, now this person gets me. Then you will get the sale. So create your persona. So now I know you must be asking, wow, so many details. How do you get all these things for a particular person? Alright, I will show you how to get it. So the only thing that you need, that you're going to do, is that you need to do a little research. Alright, don't worry, anyone with an Android phone or and an internet connection can do this. This is how you could do it. Alright. So, like I said earlier, to find your ideal customer's demographic, location, and content they like to engage with, look at your social media analytics board. Every social media has a check your dashboard. Click on analytics in the settings and get those basic ones. You will get their location, you will get their age, you get their gender. That's the most basic ones. You're going to get those ones. And you also get the kind of content they like to engage. If you have been posting for a while, you know the ones they like to engage more with. So that shows you the kind of content they like to read. So if you also have a website, you can also use your Google Analytics board or your Google Analytics dashboard. Alright? It's still the same thing as Facebook or your social media analytics board. So just check and you will even see. Even on Facebook, you see the countries where they're coming from. You see their state. You see, so all these things are in detail. Just check it and you see. Just write the ones you can write. Then I'll show you how to get the rest. To find their false beliefs, their fears, what makes her feel accomplished, what she reads, where she hangs out, both online and offline, what she really wants when it comes to what you are selling, the reasons they buy, what she's saying about other competing brands and so on. Just do a quick search on websites like Quora, Reddit.com, Facebook groups, Amazon.com, and other forums. Alright? Quora is a forum. Alright? Reddit.com is a forum. Alright? So you just do a small research. It's not hard. Anybody can do this. So this site I have listed are where individuals with the same needs gather online in groups to discuss their issues or the issues they are facing and probably get help from other members. These are places these people express their frustrations. Like when people meet in groups, they have the same interest, they talk about their frustrations, all right? And people who have the solution offer it to them. So these are the places you can go to online and get to know what's going on, what's up with people that buy things that you sell. So once you start hearing what they are saying, you know that, okay, these are the things I need to correct. These are the things I need to talk about. These are their frustrations. These are their fears. These are their desires. These are the things they really want. So when you're armed with all this information, you will now come to your copy. You will now tell them, wow, I know what you're facing. I know how it is. I have seen it. You know, you tell them that now you have the solution they are seeking. All right? You tell them how you can help them in your company because you already know what they are passing through. But if you don't know what they are passing through, how will you help them? How will you tell them? How will you even know what they are passing? How will you even communicate with these people? So this is called social listening or social eavesdropping. So you just want to get as much information as you can from your target audience. All right? Without empathizing with people you want to sell to, you can connect with them. You have to let them know that, oh, I understand how you feel. I know how you have been to this place, to that place. I know how you have been frustrated. I know how you have not been treated well and all that. So when you're connecting with these people, they will see you as a person who understands and gets them. So they buy from you. So this is the only way you can bond with these people. Once you can relate with what they are saying, you will get their attention and be able to build a relationship with them that will lead to sales. Alright? So, for example, if you want to find out why people don't buy wigs, I will always use my wigs. I like wigs. So just go to Google and type in something like, why are people afraid of wearing wigs? Then put Reddit at the end of your phrase. Okay? Reddit is one of the websites I just mentioned. It's a forum. Just put Reddit and then hit search. So once the search result comes up, look at the result and then choose the one that closely matches or relates to what you are searching for. Alright? Then click on it and then start looking at what people are saying about it. You will see a lot of complaints, a lot of fears. This is what your product is supposed to fix. Alright? So, you can also search what challenges do people face when wearing wigs, Reddit. Alright? This tells you the problem you need to solve with your product. So, this is the solution you are bringing to the table. Or why do people, or another thing you can also ask, why do people wear wigs, Reddit? Okay? So, the reason you're putting Reddit at the end of all these things, or you can put Quora, is because you want the search result to bring everything people are saying about that your question that they have said on Reddit website. So it brings up the result from Reddit, not from Google or from any other website. You're searching Reddit on Google. So once you get it, you then click on it and then enter the Reddit website, the particular website you're looking for, and then start reading up what they're saying. Alright, I hope I'm very, very clear on this. This is what I got when I searched, why are people afraid of wearing wigs, Reddit. See what I got? They said, I want to wear wigs, but I'm scared of being judged. Can you imagine that? This means that they don't want to be seen wearing wigs. So how do you handle this with your product to ensure they just buy and keep buying from you? So you will need to make your wigs look very realistic. Sell them, or whatever products you sell, just try find a way to allay the fear that they feel. Then you communicate that to your prospective buyers in your sales copy to allay this fear, right? So you can also show them images of celebrities wearing wigs, looking gorgeous and having fun with it. So you can also do this same thing with Quora, Facebook groups, or Amazon by just typing the key phrase or the question you want to ask and attaching the name of the website or forum you want to search inside at the end of that phrase. The reason you have to find out the fears they are having about purchasing your kind of product is to allay the fears so that they will move past their fears and then buy from you. Like I said before, when you find out the fears they are feeling about your product, you will know what to say in your sales copy to make them pass their fear, to go past that fear and then buy. Another thing you will need to find out is also to find out the kind of keywords they are searching for online. Because people who buy what you sell search different kinds of keywords. For example, if you're looking for something, normally you go to Google to search for it. So these people are also searching for your kind of product online. So find out what kind of keywords they use to search for your product online. So to find out that, you will go to a website called answerthepublic.com. answerthepublic.com or use Uber Suggest to find the keywords. Just key in the keywords that they search for you, that you likely keywords you think they will be searching for about your product. Let's say you sell cakes. You can, if you sell wedding cakes, you can say wedding cakes. Just type in wedding cakes. You start seeing questions they are asking about that product. You also see keywords they use normally to search for that product. So you start, just write this keyword down, right? So when you open after the public, for instance, type in the main keywords of your product or services to know the questions they are asking about it. Now, you also know that these people are also reading books or blogs or podcasts, listening to podcasts or reading magazines or watching videos. You need to know what kind of videos, what kind of magazines they read concerning the product you're selling. So these are the areas, these are the places. Once you know the kind of books they read or the kind of blogs they read, you will know where exactly to go and market to them. So to find the kind of books, magazines they read around your product, go to Amazon.com and type in the keyword of your product. Then look at the results that come up. For example, if you're a dentist, you type dental care books or dental care magazines. Then you start seeing the kind of, because when they're searching for your kind of product, they will be looking for things related to it. Alright? So you get the idea. You can do this for any product. This will help you if you want to put together a book to further help them. You can also use this approach to learn the contents you want to consume by clicking on one of the books. Right? You want to find out the kind of content they like to consume. If you go to Amazon, Amazon allows you to look inside a book to the point of the first chapter. They can allow you to look at the outlines of a book. Alright? So even if you don't want to buy that book, just click on look inside. Then you look at the table of contents. It gives you an idea of what these people are actually searching for, the kind of things they want to read. Alright? So the same thing for podcasts. Just key in the words in any podcast platform. Key in the keywords. Then you see the kind of podcast they listen to. When you open Facebook, for instance, go to search bar and type in the same keywords they have been using. Once you put in the keywords, you will see something like pages, you will see groups, you will see posts. So once you see that, click on groups or pages. The groups you're going to see means the group these people follow. Alright? Or if it's pages, means pages people that are searching for this kind of thing follow. So let's say, for example, I type in dog care. Alright? Dog care. Maybe our dog grooming. I will start seeing pages that talk about such kind of things. Or I'll start seeing groups that talk about such kind of things. So if I sell dog products or if I sell dog care products, I will want to follow groups that talk about dog care products because my customers will be in those groups. People that care about dogs will follow the groups that talk about dog grooming or dog care or dogs. Right? So when I get into that, once you get see those kind of groups, join those kind of groups because you cannot be able to see what's inside or what's happening inside those groups if you don't become a member. So once you become a member, you will start now listening or start watching out for what they are saying inside that group. There you'll be able to see their frustrations, their desires, their likes, their dislikes. You start taking note of all those things because these are the things you want to help them achieve. You want to help them solve their frustrations. You want to help them solve their dislikes or take care of their desires, you know. So once you know, you're equipped with this right information about your target audience, you'll be able to serve them better. Alright? So what have you been saying since? Before you start creating your sales funnel, you should have, first of all, know your market. Know who you're selling to in detail. Then segment them. Then, once you're done with that, you will then create your value ladder. So, your value ladder and your sales funnel work hand in hand. Your value ladder is just like a list of products you sell to this customer. Then, your sales funnel is the step-by-step process you take this customer through your business until they start buying from you. So this is what a value ladder plus a sales funnel does. It helps you walk your customer through your funnel to your highest paid offer. You make money throughout the process until you find your ideal customer.
So if you would like to dive deeper and learn the rest of the things you need to craft an automated sales funnel that makes you money even while you sleep, you will need to get the complete course. Creating a sales funnel for my first business helped me understand that life as a business owner does not always have to be difficult, because I was able to save a lot of time as I automated the whole process of selling. I was able to make sales even when I was not actively marketing. I made more money from one customer than what I used to. It also drastically reduced the cost of acquiring customers for my business, as most of the customers stayed longer and even referred their friends to my business. Imagine having a business that runs on autopilot, generating consistent sales even when you are not actively working. This means you get to spend quality moments with loved ones while your sales funnel does the magic. Imagine a future where your business revenue increases steadily. You easily captivate your audience, effortlessly turning them into loyal customers who eagerly buy from you. Imagine being able to say goodbye to the days of tedious, time-consuming manual sales processes, giving you the freedom to focus on what really matters, scaling your business, and living life on your own terms. From this course, you'll learn how to set up a lead magnet your target audience will love faster with ChatGPT and PLR products, saving you time and effort. You will also learn how to create and write sales copies that really bring in the sales, making you more money. You will also learn how to create personalized email marketing that converts like crazy. I will show you the roadmap I use to generate sales using emails. You will also learn how to generate leads faster and how to re-engineer your top competitor's sales funnel so that you can even make more sales. You will be able to master the art of customer segmentation and create personalized marketing messages that speak directly to your ideal customers, skyrocketing your engagement rates and ultimately lead to increase in sales. You will learn how to set up automated sales funnel that saves you time and makes you money all the time. You will also learn how to create products from what you are already doing, which helps you to keep making consistent sales from each of your leads. You will learn how to set up different kinds of sales funnels like WhatsApp sales funnel, webinar sales funnel, email sales funnels. You will also learn how to find people who are actually looking for your products, so you market only to people who need what you sell. You will learn how to make irresistible offers your target audience will always say yes to, and lots more. So having a sales funnel means you will have a business that makes you money even when you are not there. You will be able to make revenue consistently. That means your revenue keeps going up consistently. You will free up your time and achieve more. Your ad spend will go down and you gain even more loyal customers. Your leads also keep growing. So here is what you will get when you order this course. You will get my step-by-step tutorial that makes it easy for you to set up your sales funnel so you make money even while you're busy doing other things. You will also get Sizzlemanship, a book that teaches you how to win over even the most difficult prospect to buy from you, valued at 5,500 naira. You also get my best converting ads, email, sales letter swipe files that show you exactly how to write best converting sales copies, saving you time and money. You also get my easy Facebook ads course worth 10,000 naira that will help you easily run Facebook ads that convert. How much do you think I should sell this? 20,000 naira. I will sell it 5,000 naira. You will agree with me that this is worth more than that, right? But I will not sell it to you at that amount today. I will sell it 2,000 naira today, but you will need to hurry as this course will not be available at this price for a long time. And we soon go back to 5,000 naira its original price. And if you order right now, you also get my entire library of ChatGPT prompts valued at 30,000 naira to enable you write any kind of content, including your sales copies and social media posts in seconds. This means that you no longer need to pay anyone to write your copies or waste time writing them yourself. You save your money, you save your time, and still have engaging content. However, this offer is only available to you if you order before 12 midnight. Once it is 12 midnight, this offer is off. So make use of this opportunity now. So here is a summary of what you will get once you order for this course. My step-by-step tutorial that makes it easy for you to set up your sales funnel so you make more money even while you're busy doing other things. The book called Sizzlemanship, a book that teaches you how to win over even the most difficult prospect to buy from you, valued at 5,500 naira. My best converting ads, email, and sales letter swipe files that show you exactly how to write best converting sales copies, saving you lots of time and money, valued at 50,000 naira. My full easy Facebook ads course, worth 10,000 naira, that will help you easily run Facebook ads that convert. My entire library of ChatGPT prompts. So to get this course right now, click on the link below to order it now.